Officials at South Sudan's embassy in Khartoum say three South Sudanese nationals were killed during the ongoing fighting in Sudan that erupted on Saturday. A consul general at South Sudan embassy in Khartoum, Garkwath Guy Diu, confirmed to South Sudan in Focus that two South Sudanese were hit by a rocket in Omdurman, while a third one was shot in Khartoum's Jebel Awliya locality. Diu says the three South Sudanese were killed in a crossfire.
We have one person who was so dear to us. He went out in Mansoura and unfortunately he was hit by a rocket along with another South Sudanese national. The two died on the spot. On Tuesday, another young South Sudanese in Jebel Awliya was shot and he later succumbed to his injuries in the hospital.
Sudan's Ministry of Health Emergency Operations Center said Tuesday 270 people were killed and 2,600 injured across the country. But officials with the World Health Organization say today that 330 people were killed since the fighting erupted on Saturday. Ambassador Guy is cautioning South Sudanese nationals living in Sudan to avoid hotspots in Khartoum and other cities across the country where Sudan Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces are fighting.
Everyone should stay home. If there is a cessation of hostilities, they should go and buy some basic items and go back home. They should not be moving around. Gunfire does not discriminate. So let them stay home until the situation comes to normal.
Lina John is a South Sudanese national living in Khartoum. She told South Sudan in Focus earlier today that she and her four kids have very little stock of food.
I am scared because if this fighting continues for more days, people will not have something to eat in their houses. And even if you have money, it will be difficult to get something to buy. The situation is just horrible.
South Sudanese activist Theresa Emilio, who works with the refugees in Khartoum, says the fighting has impacted the lives of many refugees. She says refugees who survive on casual work are going through a tough time with no money, food and water.
Many South Sudanese residing in open or unfinished buildings are the most affected group. Children are scared, hungry and thirsty as well. And there is no way you could go out to look for food or water. This is a big problem.
More than 15 hospitals have suspended operations in Khartoum due to intensified fighting between the warring parties. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.